Well, 2016 has been a bit of a rough year for investors, particularly in trying to forecast events and how the results will affect their returns. With interest rates at record lows, globally challenging periods are forecast ahead for your money. To discuss the best strategies for equities investment, Hansley asked Roger Montgomery of Montgomery Investment Management what are the most consistent starter investments in assembling a portfolio.
Shares, obviously, property, cash, and then there are what we call generally alternatives. So that can be anything from a real estate investment trust all the way through to for example, a long, short or market neutral investment strategy. Something that has returns that are not correlated or don't move up and down at the same time or by the same extent as the major asset classes, which tend to be shares, bonds and property.
In your article for the Australian Financial Review a couple of weeks ago, you did mention, or you've termed, about the merchants of doom and gloom. Could you briefly explain again why you should invest despite all the political and economic difficulties?
Okay, well, let's think for a moment. What would be the worst thing that could befall an investor right after they invested? I would put things like a world war on the list. I would put, you know, a financial crisis on the call an investor and give them arguably a valid excuse to not invest. And yet, let me give you a real example of a business whose shares your grandparents or great-grandparents could have purchased. There's a company that everyone will have heard of called Coca-Cola. It listed in 1920 at $40 a share. Now, if you'd bought one share of Coca-Cola at $40 the following year, you might have regretted your decision because in the year after, the shares of Coca-Cola fell to $19. Let's say your grandparents or great-grandparents bought that share and held on to it through that crisis. Well, what was the next thing that happened after 1921? Well, we had the great crash of 1927. Following that, we had the Great Depression. Following the Great Depression, we had World War II. We've had innumerable recessions and all sorts of financial crises. And yet, if you just bought that one share for $40, held on, received the dividends, reinvested the dividends, and when the shares were split, held on to all the shares and did the same again each time, then that one share purchased at $40 is worth, it's now approaching about $12 million. It really doesn't serve investors well to be worried about the next catastrophe that somebody is describing on the horizon. You just don't need to worry about those things at all.
What should people be looking for if they're interested to invest in mutual funds?
Now, there's two approaches to the stock market. Approach number one is to buy and sell shares, to trade stocks. The alternative approach is to invest in businesses. If I can buy a business that could grow the equity on its balance sheet, which is the part of the business that I own, if I could find a business that can grow from $10 million to $100 million and maintain a 20% return on the equity, which is what we call in our business a return on equity, if I could find those businesses and fill my portfolio with those businesses, then I can turn the stock market off. And all I need to do is just wait for time to pass for the value of the business to increase. And when I turn the stock market on, by the way, the stock market is just an auction. When I turn the stock market on again in 10 or 15 years' time, when that business has grown its equity from $10 million to $100 million, I will be able to sell it for much more than I paid for it. And so I think it's much easier for investors to invest in things that produce an income and produce a growing income. You'll do just fine building a portfolio of businesses whose earnings grow every year.
Finally, Roger, I wanted to ask, where do you see the global economy moving over the medium term?
What we know, there's a couple of things that we know. We know that interest rates are very, very low, and that is a fact. Why are they low? Well, they're not low because of the normal buying and selling of rational investors to reflect the risk of the underlying securities. What we know is long-term bond interest rates that have now been declining for 30 years and rational profit-motivated buying and selling by investors to set a price of a security hasn't occurred in the bond market. So an example of that is in Italy. Right now, there's something like $400 billion US of non-performing loans. In other words, banks have lent a lot of money, and $400 billion of that money isn't being paid back. Now, that amounts to about a quarter or 25% of their total GDP, in 25% of their total economic output. At any other time in history, if I told you those numbers, you would say the banking system is broke and the banking system would need to be bailed out. Well, today, that is the case in Italy, and yet the Italian government can borrow money at lower interest rates than when times were good. And when that's the case, when interest rates are very, very low, asset prices go up because interest rates act like gravity on asset values. And so when interest rates are very low, the gravitational force is low, so asset prices go up. But let me ask you, if asset prices are high only because of the manipulation of interest rates and the earnings growth of those assets is very, very low, and we know that earnings aren't growing in the United States, earnings for companies are going backwards, and in Australia, earnings for companies haven't grown since 2010, then you scratch your head and you ask, well, why are asset prices so high? The only reason they're high is because interest rates are low, and interest rates are artificially low. So that tells me at some point in the next maybe 4 or 5 years, there's going to be a normalisation of that situation, and that's going to be very, very painful. And so it's really important right now as an investor to be very cautious, to avoid borrowing money. And you know, even though cash doesn't earn a very good return, a 2% return is much better than a minus 20.
Yeah, exactly.
And so cash doesn't give you a great return, but it's safe.
Roger Montgomery of Montgomery Investment Management speaking there with Hans Lee and ending that report.